Well, the first round of golf's first major tournament of the year tees off today, and if people were not excited enough about the Masters, there is added drama this year. The most recognizable golfer on the planet, Tiger Woods, is a bona fide favorite to win his fifth green jacket. NPR's Tom Goldman has been wandering, strolling the grounds of golf's most storied course. He joins us from Augusta, Georgia. And Tom, how did you get this assignment?
Hard duty, David.
Yeah, really.
I think it's years of just good, hard work.
Well, tell us how much Tiger buzz there is down there.
There's a lot. You know, it's the first Masters since he won his last major tournament in 2008, where he really seems like the Tiger of old. After, you know, the scandal, after his multiple injuries, he's ranked number one in the world again. He's winning tournaments, three this year so far. He reportedly is happy as the shock of that scandal recedes, and he's got a new girlfriend in Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn. But most importantly, David, his putting is on. You know, when he was laying waste to the tour back in the day, his putting was a particular weapon. It seems to be back. His short game, wedge play, very good too. The swing changes he's been working on with his latest swing coach are settling in. Appears to be all systems go.
Well, we should say, I guess, that even when things weren't all a go for Tiger, even some of the tougher days, I mean, Augusta's always been a good course for him.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, even when his world was imploding with the sex scandal that led to the breakup of his marriage, even when he was struggling through his knee and Achilles injuries, he did well here.
Well, who could hang in there with Tiger? Who could be his competition?
Let's say Matt Kuchar or Dustin Johnson, three-time Masters winner Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, of course, who seems to have his game back in order after a difficult start to the season that included him quitting mid-round in one tournament. But, you know, David, it is very tough to pick. You look at the recent surprise winners and how they were doing leading up to their surprise win. 2011 South African Charles Schwartzel, he played five PGA Tour events leading up to the Masters. His best finish was a tie for 14th. So, you know, who's going to pick him? It's an extremely inexact science. And that's why we do ultimately end up looking at the players like Tiger Woods, like Phil Mickelson, who have this long track record of doing well here.
And did I read correctly that there's a 14-year-old in the mix this year as well?
You are correct,
that's
sir.
Crazy.
14-year-old Tianlang Guan of China, the youngest ever to play. He started playing golf at four. He now has 10 years under his belt. But you know what? Not much else. He weighs only 135 pounds, and he is probably too light. You know, he can't hit the ball that far and too young to withstand the rigors of this course. It'll be interesting to see how he does, especially if he makes the cut after the first two rounds. That would be really something.
So the Masters is always played at Augusta, that they tweak the course sometimes, but an important change in the membership at the country club this year.
Oh, yeah. Augusta now has female members, but only two. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and philanthropist Darla Moore were added as members last summer. This week, in his annual pre-tournament speech, Augusta Chairman Billy Payne said, quote, "It's just awesome to have Rice and Moore in the club." And he added, "These two ladies have been very special." You know, some thought his words were condescending. At least it is a change from when the former chairman, Hootie Johnson, told the famous protester Martha Burke that Augusta might someday admit women, but on its own timetable and not at the point of a bayonet.
All right, an important change there at Augusta. Tom, thanks a lot. Enjoy the weekend of golf.
Thank you, David.
It's NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman.